The views and opinions expressed on Lifeguards Off Duty are those of its hosts and guests exclusively. They do not represent any entity, organization, or municipality.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Michael Catchmar.
I'm Tyler.
And I'm Sean.
And this is Lifeguards Off Duty with Dr. Michael Catchmar, the Jersey Shore number one lifeguard-themed video podcast.
Watch us on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook Live. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever streaming service you prefer.
If you would like to contact us, send an email to drcatchmar@icloud.com. Follow us on Instagram at lg.association.
All right, let's get started.
Let's start the show.
Let's do it.
What do you want to start? Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Michael Catchmar. Welcome to Lifeguards Off Duty. Today's date is December. Boy, it's getting December 13th, I think, 2022. We are here in our studios, and it's a beautiful Tuesday evening. We have Tyler.
You want to say hello, Tyler?
And we have Sean.
What
Sean, I think you're a little too close to that camera.
You for sure okay? Are a little too close.
You want to be close.
I think
I'm fine.
I think, you know, get
intimate with the with the viewers. Yeah.
And then we have our whiteboard over here, and we have a bunch of stuff we're going to talk about today. So anyway, I just want to say hello. This is our Lifeguard video podcast. And you got to get a hold of us if you want to send us an email. I just want to get a little stuff out of the way. drcatchmar@icloud.com. That's drcatchmar@icloud.com. We have Instagram. We're on all of the platforms, any platform, any of the podcast platforms we're on, and also the video. We're on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook, and yes, Rumble,
and,
actually.
Yeah, and anyone who just listened to that nice intro reel we took the time to make.
Right. But you got to listen. This thing you got to remember when it comes to people. You got to tell people 100 times. When I see people in my office, they I talk to them for a half hour. Statistically, they remember about 5%. So I'm gonna tell you right now.
Do you have a study on that?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of studies. People don't. People do not remember. You got to continuously tell them. That's
well. In that case, like and subscribe. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram.
Let's make sure we
all
got
that stuff.
So make Tyler, sure. we got knocked out of the World Cup.
You guys were
remember I was saying like I was thinking about not watching it?
Yeah.
I've watched like every single game.
I know.
Well, you contributed to
I'll
that.
I'll tell you what though.
All those people that died.
Really good performance from the United States. I think we took it to England when we played them. We gave Netherlands a good game. We outlasted Mexico, which is always our greatest win, rival.
Did you watch the documentary, Good Rivals?
No, I didn't
see
it.
On Amazon?
Is it about USA and Mexico? That's amazing.
It's like all about like the camaraderie and competitive nature.
Is it like a soccer specific?
Only about that rivalry.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because there's... What, like 50 million Mexicans in this country, maybe more?
That's kind of what it's about, right?
And
I don't know about, well, maybe.
What's interesting is...
Who can count, Cashmar? Who knows?
When you say just Mexicans, there's a lot of South American, too.
No, but specifically Mexicans.
Yeah, I would imagine.
We get a lot of players that have these dual nationalities that when they're 18, 19... They've probably played for both the U.S. and Mexican youth national teams. And then they get to a point, you know, because they grew up in California. So mom and dad are naturalized Mexicans, but they're naturalized Americans. So they can play for whichever team they want. And they have a hard decision to make when it comes to choosing which team to play for because they are such big rivals. But at the same time, you have dudes on the field at the senior level that have probably played with each other throughout the youth systems. We have a dude, Serginho Dest. He's Dutch, like born and raised in the Netherlands. A lot of these military family kids as well, you get with this dual nationality that end up joining the national team. So it's pretty cool. I think our national team is representative of, for sure, the diversity of this country. Hmm. But yeah, we had a good World Cup. It was disappointing. I'm thinking Argentina is going to win it. They just advanced to the final today.
Is that the team Messi's on?
They beat Croatia. Yeah.
I'm all team Messi.
Well, why don't we talk about that? So now you're on. So what happened? What's you guys' role? This is your deal.
This is a bit of a follow-up.
It's our deal, Cashmore.
This is our deal.
This is your deal.
This is a lifeguards off-duty deal.
That's our deal. Okay. You researched this, I should say. Yeah, go ahead.
Just a bit of a follow-up to our discussion about shady things going on over there. U.S. reporter Grant Wall died while in Qatar of what his brother seemed to think was a questionable illness. Now, this is the reporter that a lot of you will remember released a video saying he was detained for wearing a LGBTQ pride shirt. So for 10 days he was sick. He came down with some sort of bronchitis and then died during extra time at one of the games he was covering, actually. But his brother, directly after, released this video, which...
Wait, is bronchitis, like... Because it's hot in Qatar. Is it, like, a thing that you can just get
Yeah, people get it in the summer. When you say bronchitis, it's inflammation of your bronchi, your lungs. So it's an infection in the lungs. But go ahead, keep going.
So... You know, his brother.
Let me make a point. Let me just tell you a couple of things, all right? So you understand. No, but when you talk about medicine, I know you want to get us free. But when you asked a question, when you go to another part of the world, okay, you may have good local immunity, but when you go to another part of the world, you open yourself up to all of the same bugs that are here, but different variants. So you can get sick. If you take a certain amount of people, put them together, you're going to get, you know, there's a potential. Yeah, I'm not saying that's what happened. But
the Native Americans know all about that concept.
Right.
The famous Montezuma's Revenge.
Right. Well, that's different. That you go there. So go ahead.
Isn't it Moctezuma?
I just said Moctezuma? The thing that sounded right in my head.
So go ahead. So this is.
So his brother released this video the day he died. So we're screen sharing right now. Yes. By the way, we just figured out how to share audio. So this is like a new.
We're crushing it, people.
So this is Grant's brother.
His name is Eric Wall. I live in Seattle, Washington. I am Grant Wall's brother. I'm gay. I am the reason he wore the rainbow shirt to the World Cup. My brother was healthy. He told me he received death threats. I do not believe my brother just died. I believe he was killed. And I just beg for any help.
All right, so...
Now, what do we think? In the interest of clarity, Eric Wall, Grant's brother, has since walked back these statements.
Oh, okay.
Okay? But...
Oh, he's emotional. You can see he's emotional.
What do we think? Also, another photojournalist, a Qatari, also died suddenly while covering the FIFA World Cup. This is an article from the 12th.
How old was the guy? Oh, there is pictures of him. Yeah. What did he die from, they say?
I mean, he doesn't look really fit
in this
picture.
Let me ask you this. I understand the question to this. I'm setting this up because I want you to go to my iPad.
We're on your iPad now?
Well, here's the thing. What is the big deal? What are we concerned? So let's just go. Let's see what I Googled this real quick. So go to my iPad.
Okay.
And I Googled this, and it says, what are Qatar's homosexuality laws? I just did this real quick, you know. And is there, you know, what happened? So I just went through here real quick, and basically you're looking at heavy duty time in jail. Says Qatar law calls for a prison sentence of 1 to 3 years for introducing or seducing male or female in any way to commit illegal or moral acts. Also call for the same punishment for whoever is instigating or seducing a male to commit sodomy. It goes on and on.
That is a crazy sentence. Go back up.
Yeah.
It also calls for the same punishment for whoever is instigating or seducing a male.
So, I mean, wearing a shirt, you could make the argument is instigating. You know, it's brandishing, the idea. Then is here, however, men and women can face action under the Penal Code 2004, which criminalizes same-sex activity and leads to heavier sentences of up to 7 years in jail. So I think the whole thing here, I'm trying to get, we're on the internet right now. The whole thing about this is that you know, there's this thing about their law over there. You could go back to me.
Do you think there's like a weird connection between like these restrictive laws and the customs of Middle Eastern countries? Like it's like common for men to kiss each other when they meet and to hold hands when they walk.
Yeah, but that's
together.
Different though. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. No, it's not.
Do you think
different.
It's like a repressed kind of?
Yeah. No, do you think like the whole like
no.
community like
no.
Listen, maybe they just believe in hug your bros?
No,
just seeks that out a little bit.
Yeah. Hug your bros, dude.
The key here is to understand that they're following, I believe, it's Shia law, and it is very strict. Homosexuality is not approved. You know, a lot of people in the Catholic religion, you know, don't believe that either. They believe that that's, you know, against. Anyway, the bottom line here is I just want to premise is that I think why his brother and people are making this connection that his death may be related to the laws over there is because the laws over there are pretty stringent.
So
they don't
do
tolerate.
Think?
Well, I don't have the facts. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Neither do
we.
What do you think? Do you think that they? What
I
do you
can't.
Think?
I can't. I don't. You could. You know, people die all the time. You know, and just because he had the shirt on, I mean, you know, if he walked in there with the shirt and they put a bullet in his head,
you know? Do you think it's strange how close both like the death and the shirt were?
Nah,
you don't think it's strange at all?
You know, coincidence. No, I would
this?
Not. I would not make. Listen, here's the deal. A couple things is we talked about this before. That country has their laws. Whether or not you like them or not, if you go to the country, you gotta follow their laws. You know, I mean, that's just it. If you go there and you're gonna push the envelope,
but do you think you have to follow those laws, or you might be poisoned without you knowing?
I don't know. Yeah,
suddenly?
You listen. It could happen. I know. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe they shouldn't. Maybe they shouldn't do that. But you know, whether or not that happened to them, I think the bottom line here is that is it points out several things. One is that. People could die suddenly for no reason, which is really, that's why you got to appreciate your life and the loved ones. Number two is you got to understand that there's places in the world that do not tolerate the same level of tolerance that we have in the United States. And that's why it loses my mind when people want to trash the First Amendment, Second Amendment. We, you know, there's other countries you don't have that. And
I read another crazy story.
So it's sad. And you know
what?
You know, here's the thing, though. You can't be emotional about this, even though it is emotional. You have to be non-emotional and don't make allegations. This is why I hate the left. They make these allegations. I don't know why these guys died. And, you know, it's sad, and who knows?
So
you may not ever know, you know?
Listen to this story. FIFA Pro, this is Football 365. FIFA Pro shocked and sickened as Iran player faces execution after campaigning for women's rights. This story broke today. Let's see. So reports that Amir Nasser Adazini is facing execution in Iran has called for the punishment to be revoked. There have been widespread anti-government protests in Iran, sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, who died in custody in September, having been detained for allegedly failing to follow the country's Islamic dress code. The message posted by the official Twitter account of Players Union FIFPro on Monday said, FIFPro is shocked and sickened by reports that professional footballer Amir Nasser Azadani faces execution in Iran after campaigning for women's rights and basic freedom in his country. Do you think that's worth getting emotional over?
Well, I mean, listen, I can tell you, here's the thing. And I tell you, the other thing is, you know how they execute people over there?
No. They like throw them off buildings.
Well, that's what they do with gay people. But they'll hang you, and they don't hang you real. You know, if you're lucky, they'll hang you like where you just break your neck real quick, or they'll chop your head off. I mean, they still chop people's heads off over there. It's a rough place. If you're asking me what I think about, you know, human rights in the rest of the world, hey, I can tell you right now, you know, China, there's 1.8 billion or whatever. Most of those people are slaves. I mean, the whole world, they have, you know, people have their boot on their neck. And this is why I sit here and I say to you guys, the United States, if we go down the tubes, we're done. The rest of the world, it's like the lights will turn off. And, you know, yeah, in those different countries, it's bad.
Yeah,
Am I emotional about it? I mean, I don't know what to tell you other than, you know, it's sad and I feel bad for that. But, you know, before the Shah of Iran fell, Iran, not Iraq, Iran was very, very Americanized, very Westernized, very progressive, you know? And so things were a lot different. then the hardcore religious people took over. But now I don't know how it is like in Saudi Arabia. What's the other place where they have the biggest indoor pool diving?
Dubai.
American Dream.
Is that what? Yeah, no. Yeah. So I don't know how. Like, I don't know how the laws are there. I mean, they're so progressive. There's commercials now all the time asking people to come there, and, you know, because it's a huge tourist area.
Yeah,
it's
kind of what Qatar is trying to get.
Well, they can't. They, you know, I mean, so what are they going to say? Everybody can come except if you're gay.
Yo, have
if
you you're, guys?
You know,
sounds
I mean,
like that's what they're going to do. No,
I don't think so, man. I don't. You know, this
speaking
is the thing.
Of like
they're
these,
gonna,
speaking of these Saudi
and this
countries.
Is the other thing. There's a lot of people. I bet you in Qatar right now are saying there's a lot of young people going, "Are you guys kidding me? You know, we have. You know, maybe we should let loosen up a little bit on our. It's you
oh
know,
yeah.
It's
it, just in, like it's happening in China. It's happening everywhere.
It may be that this may come out to be something positive in the long run. That even though maybe they didn't kill him or do anything like that, but it brings to light the restricted human rights that are there.
Yeah, the conversation is
the conversation, right? The conversation, and you know, people can say, you know what, we're never going to have to friggin'. Why are we going to have soccer at these countries that don't allow, you know, like allowed us to have a drink? You know, I mean, you telling me I can't go to my girlfriend? Well, I'm married now, but I mean, my girlfriend, I can't walk into the stadium holding her hand and having a beer.
You're dialing.
That's American. That you know. Then next thing I say, you can't have apple pie. You know. You know, it's like
no sir,
no sir, and no turkey on Thanksgiving in Qatar.
I mean, turkeys are really doesn't get me that jazzed.
I know,
up
but
anyway.
I mean, come on,
could give up the turkey.
Come
if
on,
it,
you know,
if it was turkey or Budweiser, I'd take the
Budweiser.
Yeah,
and what if they had this cup now? How long does it end? When is it going for?
The 19th.
Okay,
is the final.
Thank God. Well, what if they had it during Christmas? Could you not celebrate? You know, Jesus Christ's birthday. So you tell me, you know. So my point is,
isn't that technically not really his birthday though?
Well,
like
we don't
historically.
Know. We don't know. I wasn't there, but it doesn't matter. He was born. Okay. The key that whole. Let me. You want to get into really the whole thing
man,
about that is he's risen. He rose. That's the key. But anyway, my point is that this conversation is good to have, and it may be pushing people in other countries to say, you know what, you know, we need to start thinking about lightening up a little bit on these things. You know, 7 years in jail to be a homosexual. I mean, come on. Any jail. I mean, you know, it's, you know, who you're hurting. But anyway, it's a whole complicated thing.
Speaking of jail, what do you think about this Brittany Griner getting released for the Merchant of Death? So let me just say, I was one of the idiots who got duped because I started seeing memes about, Brittany Griner gets released instead of this U.S. Marine that's in prison. But then come to find out this Marine was like dishonorably discharged and he's been arrested for espionage. So
well, let me tell you what. First of all, let me make
people
a couple,
were pissed off about that. No, people were like, "This is un-American."
Well,
they want the Marine.
They want him back to know what he was doing that they didn't let. Like,
I'll tell you, here's my idea. You know about all this, and then you make a good. There's a couple of points. First of all, when you see these guys like the Marine, you know who knows what he was doing if he was hooked up with the CIA.
Well, they want to know. That's the
no,
thing.
No. We know. We probably know. He might have been a spy over there. He might be a real spy.
Double agent. Some real.
Who knows? Who knows?
Fucking.
I don't know.
Clancy
listen. My point is though is that we don't know. And here's the bad thing. Not the bad thing, but what happens when you deal with this situation? Now I don't know how bad this guy is, but he might be. So let's just say he
saw a video. He really believes that the Western ideologies is going to destroy the human race.
Okay,
of course,
but he's
he going to
go back. And
like,
but my point is, he
really believes.
But here's the thing:
why else would you live your life? Like that?
Here's the thing about paying hostages what they want. You know, and next, you know, now Russia or could say grab some other Americans and do the same thing and say, listen, you know, we want this one, that one. Hostage taking is a real problem. It was a big thing in the United States back in the turn of the century. That's one of the reasons why the FBI was created. Taking a hostage and holding them for money is not a new scheme, not a new thing. And did we, all of this, what we did we encourage it now going forward? I don't know. And I don't care, you know, one for the other. I mean, she's a celebrity. You know, people get all bent out of shape. She's doesn't like this country, does like the country. I heard, though, that Putin, they did say you could either have one or the other, which is an interesting thing. So he kind of.
I heard that was even false reporting.
Yeah, who knows? So who knows?
That they never
like,
even
like,
offered
like
up
to
this
me,
other guy.
You know what? I could tell you right now, I could care less. I mean, we don't know the bigger picture there. We don't know anything that went on there. This guy here, who knows, you know? Maybe they, I don't know. You know, I mean, he's definitely, I saw him in shackles and everything. He definitely looks like a mean-ass Russian. You know?
That evil mustache.
I mean, yeah, he looked, I wouldn't mess with him. He's like, you know, but then other people say, oh, he was just selling it. He wasn't, you know, he was just a taxi cab driver. You know, he goes on and on. We don't have enough information. I tell you where the real one was that's really I'd like to know about, if you bring it up, is the kid who was in North Korea. And Bongarger, you know, Trump got him out. He was brain dead when he got here. Mm-hmm. He was a young kid.
This is, yeah, I remember this story, but I don't, what do you mean?
He went to North Korea. He was like Christian, Catholic something, you know.
Did he take a banner from North Korea?
Yeah, it was some bullshit charge, and they tortured him and everything, and they finally, Trump got him back. He was brain dead. He died like he came here, you know, in a coma, and then he died, you know, a few weeks later. But who knows what was going on? You know, why did they, you know, pick one person? Was it a setup? Was it, you know, I just don't know. Before I would put myself out there on a public forum like this, or, you know, and say, oh, we definitely know. I mean, hey, listen, she's back. Thank God she's back. You know, she's an American citizen.
And that's the thing. Like, for me,
I could care less.
For me,
you know,
reading that story and like how it unfolded, like for me personally, like really reminded me how fickle like the information we're receiving every day can be. Right. And how easy it is for it to be total bullshit.
Yeah, but you know what?
Someone sees a snippet of something. And then makes their own assumptions on it based on just that snippet without even reading into it fully. And then people start believing what that secondhand version of events is.
We just talked about it with the guy dying in the car.
Exactly.
I mean, same shit. You know, I mean, he might have just had a friggin' cold. He was sick,
exactly.
And he died from that. I mean, that goes from that to, you know, they gave him poison because he's, you know, his brother's gay. I mean, that's a far stretch.
I told you this on the phone before. If like, hand of my heart. Yeah, that's just a coincidence. But it's fun to speculate and be like, maybe, you know. I don't know. As a medical professional, is it possible to poison someone over the course of 10 days and make it look like bronchitis?
Absolutely. No way it's not that possible.
You know, listen, you could give somebody...
Cyanide kills you in seconds.
No, it's possible. He could have been sick, and then he went to the doctors, and they could have gave him something to start a heart attack. You know, I mean, it's possible. Whether or not, you'll find out. I mean, did Rose? Let me ask you this. I got a couple questions before you can get into that. Who's the guy Epstein? You know, with all the young kids.
Did not kill himself.
Did he kill himself?
No, he did not. Shot.
What about the other guy? The guy with the cyber guy who does the security. He
Snowden?
Died. No. The guy
McAfee. Is he dead?
Yeah, he said, he goes, if I kill myself, it's bullshit.
He said he had a kill switch, and he didn't have a kill switch.
He
was going to release a whole bunch of information.
Right. My point is
he's dead?
Yeah. He was in Germany. They said he killed himself in his cell or some shit, which kind of like, you know. My point is you don't know. And you know, there's a lot of shaky things. I mean, how many movies are out there where, you know, the government, you know, I mean, Oliver Stone, who killed Kennedy, he'll say the government did. I mean, that's, you know, the movie is pretty much, you know,
They might have.
I mean, listen,
or
Trump,
they at least know who did.
If you ask me, you know, it's coming out now, Trump was basically a bloodless assassination. I mean, the government went after him.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, it's not dead. I mean, it's not bloodless. It's an assassination.
Maybe an assassination of character.
That's no, they
like,
they
he
knocked
pretty
him
much
out.
Said that to himself,
listen, they
didn't he?
listen. Nah, well, my point is that, you know, manipulation of the masses through the media is nothing new. Hitler developed
that blueprint.
No, Hitler developed it with the Goebbels and propaganda. You know, you had Hearst, the guy who ran the newspaper empire in this country. You couldn't become president or anything without him.
Ben Franklin did it to start the revolution. Like, it's not, it is very common.
You guys ever see the video of all the different newscasters from like all the local stations, one by one saying the exact same thing?
Right. I think what's really interesting, if you go back, and there's some really great books written about it. So during World War II is really where this stuff really blossomed. And what happened was you had the precursor of the CIA, and you had,
which was what?
ISO or ISO maybe. I don't know.
You're the history buff.
And you had England. So you had England. And there was a great movie actually about this whole topic. But they started to
Office of Strategic
OSS
Services.
Yep. Right, OSS. That, and yep. And there was a movie.
Are you talking about the Zimmerman telegram?
No, there was a movie with who did Good Will Hunting. Those two actors,
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
So Matt Damon played a CIA operative. Back, you know, with
and Tinker Tailor Spy.
No,
that's Gary Oldman. Yeah, no.
But my point is that they started to do this thing where it was called disinformation. So let's just say, and I don't want to get into a heavy thing, but I you know, say Sean and I think that you're a spy,
the Good Shepherd.
Yeah, the Good Shepherd. That's a great movie to watch. We'll give you information that's disinformation, and if that comes back to us by another mean, we know it's not true. So we know you had to do it. But there's also, you would throw out this information and you would say, okay, you know, Sean is a, he's Russian and his grandfather fought, for Stalin or whatever. It's all bullshit. But you get this whole thing. So it's called disinformation. And I think what happened is in this country is that, you know, they started using disinformation, the same thing they did in these other countries. So anyway, but to go back to, you know, all of this stuff would happen with, you know, the guy and the guitar and you know, what we're talking about now. I don't know with North Korea and this girl who was in Russia, what exactly happened. We'll never know.
Yeah.
They don't tell us everything. You know, I think that, hey, listen, she's back. I'm more worried about something like this. And you guys think I'm crazy, but 2 days ago, Putin just said, if I see any missiles coming towards me, I'm going to unload my whole friggin' arsenal. He's got 1,700 warheads, rockets, and each rocket has 10 hydrogen bombs. You do the math.
You sounds like you've already done it.
I mean, there will be nothing left. New Jersey will be a giant hole. There won't be a cockroach walking around. I mean, this guy, this is just 2 days ago. This is 2022, we're still worried about friggin' annihilating each other.
What do you think he's so angry about?
He ain't angry. Listen, it's not him. It's what about us? Listen.
Joe Biden's not that mad all the time.
Okay. I don't think it has anything to do with being mad. He said it very calmly. He wasn't mad. He's making a point.
Well, I mean, you don't say something like that unless you're kind of pissed off. No.
No, you don't say that unless you're really thinking about doing it.
Well, why would you be thinking about doing it?
He's threatened. My point, listen, you could go on. This is where you wind up where you'll have nuclear war.
Let's get
nobody,
Putin in this studio.
Let's not keep going on this. Listen to me.
We can talk some sense into him.
Let's go back to our board. Are you done? Right, are you done?
Yeah, so let's go on back to our next segment.
There was a...
So talk about this one, yeah. That's not good to go that stupid. But go ahead.
We're switching it up.
No, that doesn't. You got to do something, you know. Do like Shaboom.
How about this?
No, it's not good. No, go something. Like,
all right, spiel?
No.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little bit.
That one is
good. Go to DJ. Like no, say go to DJ Horn.
No, we're next, not doing the air horn.
Yeah. Then
Yeah, next segment. Okay, so a little
this
bit
one's,
of
this
a...
This one's very sad.
A little bit of a scandal.
Sad. It's very sad.
Got just like randomly dumped in my lap the other day when I was working at the Y.
I didn't know this was the guy. I heard this story, but I didn't know. I didn't put the two together.
I'll preface this with, we used to have this banner for this Paralympic swimmer.
Oh, that's why it's taken down.
That's why it's taken down. We were ordering the same thing.
Oh.
So and I walk in.
I noticed that.
I hadn't been in the Y in like 6 months. I walk in. I'm like, damn, where'd that banner go? Never thought of it again. Last week, this dude comes walking up to me, a member who I haven't seen in probably like a month or two. And he goes, you know about this rape stuff in the locker room? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, the swimmer kid raping a disabled kid in the locker room. I'm like, dude, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I'm sure if anything like that happened here, I would know.
Knowing the article that coming up to you, like while we just were sitting there working.
Well, give us some background. Yeah. Tyler, give us some background. Who is this guy?
Basically,
why is he from our area or just is, we just like who?
So this is all allegedly as of right now.
Allegedly.
Right. So be, you know,
Paralympic swimmer. Should we say his name?
Yeah.
Paralympic swimmer Robert Griswold, he's
gold
from
medalist.
This area, Ocean County area, Paralympic gold medalist in backstroke and something else, and he holds world records as well.
has so been... stop for 1 second. So let me just get, you have two different Olympics. You have Paralympic and...
There's Paralympics, Olympics, and Special Olympics.
So Special Olympics...
Paralympics and Special Olympics are what we're...
Okay, so that means, are you do you have a mental deficit, or is it just physical?
A like Paralympic is majority just physical.
Like lost a leg or something like that. Or you had a stroke, maybe.
In Griswold's case, it's CP, cerebral palsy.
Yeah, but that could affect you mentally, too.
Yes, but no, not
what is cerebral palsy, Cashmore?
Well, cerebral palsy is when you're basically...
It doesn't have to, though, right?
Well, but listen, I could tell you firsthand.
Especially in the case that we're talking about.
So you asked me, what happens is it's usually hypoxia to the brain during birth. So what happens is like brain dead. Your brain, you know. So it's loss of oxygen. You get brain injury. And then subsequently but I've seen people with cerebral palsy who are not functioning.
Let's table anyway. Let's table what happened first. I'm sure people are like getting tired of us like introducing this.
But
he's been accused of the horrific abuse and rape of a Special Olympian. Now
that was a boy or a girl?
A boy. It's not really clear. From what I gather. From the articles I've read, they weren't rooming together or anything like that, but he somehow had private access to this kid.
Now, let me ask this. How old is it? So this is like statutory rape. They're saying that he was incompetent to have sex or consent to it. Is that the deal?
Pretty much. So
I saw something where the victim has the mental capacity of an 8-year-old about.
Okay.
So.
And what's his, and this Griswold, he's, I guess, high functioning then.
Very high functioning.
Yeah, it's a sad. It's just, you know, I don't know what to. I can't deal with this now, stuff anymore.
It's also
gives me a headache.
The injuries caused by the abuse were allegedly so bad that the abused needed surgery to correct whatever issues were caused.
I mean, physical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oof.
Now I want to be clear because so this guy comes up and tells me this story.
Whoa.
And I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I run into the office to go talk to like the swim coaches. I'm like, did you hear about this? And the lady who I was speaking to happened to be this guy's coach when he was 10 years old.
Robert Griswold,
the accused. And she was telling me that he hadn't even swam there since he was 10 years old. So this isn't like someone who's at the Y all the time.
Where's he from though? Because this was in Colorado. This happened. Where's he from?
Yeah. They did room together. Okay.
Yeah, I thought they did
room together.
Why would you? See, that's what I don't understand.
That might have been what the coach was telling.
So
how bad is that for this kid though? Like having to live with this guy during the Olympics that they were.
Yeah, but I don't. Listen, this story is. I could ask you a million questions because to me, both of them sound like they had. Mental reduction of their mental capacities.
Check out this.
You know, and I don't know what it's going to all come to.
The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee and the U.S. Center of Space Safe Sport, a nonprofit that works to prevent abuse and misconduct in Olympic and Paralympic sports, are also named as defendants in the suit.
Yeah, well, they're going to sue everybody. You know, with not supervision, this and that. You know, I can tell you, I remember...
Well, look at this.
Yeah.
They're basically saying that they knew about it. The organizations are accused of following the abuse by ignoring earlier reports that Griswold, now 25, had sexually assaulted other teammates prior to rooming with Egbert.
Wow, I didn't
know
that.
Now 19 in 2021. Ooh, now here's the sickest part. You know how people found out about this? He was in like a class, Egbert, the victim, and he wrote a poem or a story called Hurricane Robert. And his parents, and his parents found this poem or this story, and they were like, what's going on here? And he said, Hurricane Robert is hurting me, and he was writing about Griswold. Once behind closed doors, Griswold allegedly raped, bullied, and verbally and physically abused Egbert, who's described as having the mental capacity of a 5-year-old, Egbert would get in trouble and the police would come.
Yeah, why would they put these people together? It doesn't make sense.
No, and that was my first question was...
Well, how old? He's 5 years. He's got a mental fight. How old did he say?
He was 19 in 2021, so that would make him 20.
Well, you know...
I wonder if it's like a buddy system where because Egbert is like not fully mentally cognitive. Like Robert was technically a guardian for this kid.
Listen, this is a slot. This is Olympic Village. Listen, I'm sorry,
kids. No, you're good. I was just saying the Olympic Village is like for the only the Olympians.
That's going to be that the whole case there. I could spend hours dissecting that. So many things wrong there. But here's this interesting thing. Back in the day, before you guys were even born, they used to have these huge hospitals, youth centers, where they would put all people who were mentally, whatever you want to say, ill. Parents would be encouraged to give up their babies, and they would have these facilities, and they were horrible. In fact, Geraldo, how do you pronounce his name? The journalist.
Geraldo?
Yeah.
Rivera, maybe?
Yeah. Geraldo. That's how he made his first breakthrough on the stage was there was a place in Willowbrook, New Jersey or New York, and it was a horrible place. And he went in undercover and they saw these kids. And, you know, back in the day before abortion was even around, I mean, these kids were brought to delivery. They were, I mean, some of them had heads were this big. I mean, it was pretty, pretty gross stuff. And they were severely, you know, physically and mentally bad. And they were warehoused and, you know, people couldn't handle them. It was pretty bad. So you have that. Now you have, you know, 30, 40, 50 years later, now you have this. And, you know, the amount of supervision that needs to probably be there is intense. And I could see it. You know, I don't know how much this kid, both of these people, you know, have mental capacity to understand what they're doing. It sounds like he's high, you know, high level, but still. And now the question is, you know, should you even have them together in a room? I mean, you know, I mean, it sounds to me like it's gonna be an interesting thing where it's gonna go. You threw it at me, but I mean it's sad. It's just that he, you know, I don't know how.
We shouldn't watch this kid swim right now.
No, but what is it? Let me ask you this: what's his diagnosis? The guy, this kid here,
cerebral palsy.
Yeah, actually, I have his profile on Paralympic Committee. Impairment information: cerebral palsy. Origin of impairment, congenital. Do you know what these classifications mean?
No. But you know, here's the thing. You know, it may be that he was diminished in his capacity to understand right and wrong. I don't want to get. Listen,
no matter.
This is
no
a
matter,
tough one.
No matter.
It's sad. It's a sad, sad case.
No matter how we paint this,
right?
It's the blame. At the end of the day, the blame needs to fall on the Olympic Committee and Safe Sport for not. Stepping in, especially when this article is pretty much accusing that they knew.
Side note, at one point, the president of the Paralympic and Olympic Committee was a Ocean City lifeguard.
Who's that?
Jack Kelly Jr.
Oh, way to drop it in there.
But you know, you can't listen. You know, you say that you blame him, but you know what? I'm very sure that people were trying to encourage these people, these athletes. To have a great time, to compete, to feel like a normal, you know, individual, and you know they have this stuff, and you're going to get these things. I don't know how it's. I really can't even wrap my head around it because I don't like anybody to get hurt. You know, that's when that happens, and you know, I think that there's well-intentioned people that just don't think sometimes. Like, I mean. You know, I don't know how old they were, but, you know, you do have roommates. You don't think anything of it. But, you know, in nursing homes, for instance, you know, they had problems back in the day. They were, you know, somebody came up with a genius idea to give the nursing home people wine and stuff, you know. And these old guys were knocking on the old biddies' doors and, you know, they were having sex. Two 80-year-olds, you know, and you know, the parents come in. I mean, the children come in and go, you know, my mom's, you know, her hair's all messed up. Her panties are like, you know, at her knees. You know, but there's rapes. I mean, there's a lot of crazy things that happen, and it's hard to always be on top of it.
If you were to ask me to like make an assumption about how this played out, I would say that they knew about it. And
no, don't say that. You don't know.
He's there. Multiple gold medalist, world record holder, and they didn't want to get him out. And they tried to nip it in the butt internally, and they didn't. This actually reminds me of something that happened.
Well, that's the other guy who's doing the pelvic exams, that doctor.
Yeah, and it also reminds me of something that happened with the soccer club I support, Manchester United, about a year and a half ago. A story released about a young player, about 19 years old at the time, raping and abusing his girlfriend. She released videos of evidence.
Yeah.
And then a week or two later, the news broke that it's very possible that the club knew about it and tried to cover it up, including the manager. And they did this because this kid was said to be a superstar.
The doctor who they locked up.
That's what the story is. That's not what I'm saying happened.
And you know, the doctor who they locked up, that guy, what was his name? He was doing these, you know, with these young.
That guy was a creep.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I was reading an article about
the gymnastics.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He was basically sticking his hand up girls, you know, vaginas to manipulate him or some shit.
Larry
Nassar, look at this. But here's the thing. People bought into that. I remember reading about it. I'm like, what? I mean, come on.
People believe that that was therapeutic?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, no, he was not.
He had the parents.
Listen. This was not done. Like in the shadows,
this is a known thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, who the frig? I mean, how stupid you got to be? I mean, you know, you're basically, you know, massaging. I mean, it's just like I said, it. You know, people. I could just always go back to Nazi Germany. I love Germany because I always like my fallback.
You love Germany?
I know, but you know, it's a great. Everybody knows it. Think about the people who were living next to the concentration camps. They're like, God damn it! There's that dust all over the cows again. You know, what are they over there? They're burning. What are they burning?
It smells.
You know? Yeah, and it's like you know, don't worry about.
You know what's weird about Germany?
We have a tendency though. Human nature is to you could accept anything. You could live. You know, and you're right. Maybe that's what happened. You know, this guy was a breadwinner for them financially, and they looked the other way.
A golden goose.
You know, and same thing to this guy Nassar. He was, I guess, he was. You know,
yeah. Then we have a good gymnastics team for the Olympic team.
Right. And whatever you know, but point is that it's hard for people, not just people, to step up and put their neck on a line and say this is wrong. But I hang you, you know, and that's why these things keep on going. This thing in the Olympics is very sad. But is he from New Jersey? Then you're saying you think, yeah. All right.
Let's say. I mean, I had his bio. His bio will tell us everything we need to know.
It doesn't say.
So he was living in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, but that's maybe
that's where they train.
Right. Say where was he born? Let's see, because because you're saying there was a big. The whole idea is there was a big banner in our YMCA where we work out, and I didn't know he was from around this area here.
Hickory,
North Carolina. Lived in lived in Freehold Borough. That's when he was training at the Y, I guess.
Okay, was born in Hickory, North Carolina. Lived in Freehold Borough, New Jersey, and now lives in. So how long was he training at the Y for?
He began swimming at the age of 6 at the Ocean County YMCA. I believe he hasn't trained there since he was 10. That's what one of the coaches told me.
Oh, so he must have moved. I guess when they saw he had talent, they probably went out to Colorado.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
To train full time. So he was a big deal then. He was one of the best in the world.
He's a world record holder.
Wow.
Let's see.
All right.
I mean, not to like lend any like.
Oh, listen. He's innocent until proven guilty. So let's be careful about that.
Respect the art, not the artist.
Right. All right.
Let's see. That doesn't.
Yeah, that's sad. He's a swimmer. You know, it's. Listen, when you see these stories like this, you just you really have a hard time getting your hands around it. And you know, again, somebody got really hurt, and the family, our hearts go out to them. We feel bad about it. You know, but
Casper, what is the next topic that you have?
All right, let's go here. Let's go. Can we go to the whiteboard here? Oh, not yet. Okay, you can go to that. Go to my iPad. So next one is another tragedy. You know, this show is kind of getting so here on the board.
It's
so
what a downer this show.
Well, we'll get at the end. The last one is pretty funny.
There
so teens drown. I think that as lifeguards and water safety individuals, I think we want to throw this out here for everybody. Now that in New Jersey right now, it really hasn't gotten that cold to really freeze over the lakes and the bay, but it will happen. And here's a tragedy. This happened, I believe, in UK. And it says teens. This one is in Colorado first. I want to give you this one.
You want me to pull up your iPad?
Not yet. Hey, let me get the other one first. Let me get the other story here. Here it is here. This is, I believe this is UK. You want to pull this up? So this is a tragedy. So there's a Frozen. You want to read this, Tyler, here?
Yeah, they got a little video here. Oh, God. I am.
Hang on. I don't know if we're going to get the video. Unmute.
Just let it load. What is the... What is the lead?
Three boys have died after falling through ice into the freezing lake in, how do you pronounce that? S-O-L-I-H, Sahal?
Solhill?
Right. Police have confirmed the boys were 8, 10, and 11, were three of four children fighting for their lives in hospital after the tragic incident at Bowes Mill Lake in Kingshurst on Sunday afternoon. And a fourth boy, age 6, remains in critical condition. You know, you see the picture here. Where's the lake here? I don't have the picture of it. Let me zoom this up here. This is just not really showing much here. But sorry for the loss here. Trying to find. I wanted to show you the picture of the lake. There's the lake. You know. And it's sad. You want me to open up the video or no?
Well, it's just going to be the firefighters searching.
Yeah, just give you some pictures here. I was trying to find the lake, the picture of the lake. They had a, it's sad. And, you know, here's the thing about lakes and the bay in particular. You have, you didn't put me in the middle there before you run away. Yeah, the little box, just put me by. What happens is that the ice is not always consistently the same depth when it freezes, right? You just put me in the box here. No, put the thing on. Yeah, I know it's hard to do. So that's good. We could look at it here. It's not always consistently the same size. I mean, same depth. And you could fall through very easily. In the bay where we are, there's actually natural springs. So you could have very deep ice and then spots where the water's coming up from the bottom, which is warmer, and that will be a shallower area. And you fall in. And what happens is that You will drown before you freeze to death. A lot of people think you're going to freeze to death, but it's so cold you can't move, and you just stop breathing. You fall into the water. The best thing to do, a lot of people say, is try to put your hands out on the ice and just let them freeze right to the ice, even if you pass out.
That's a cool move. I never heard that.
Yeah, you just put your hands out.
Like the guy from A Christmas Story?
Yeah. And hopefully your hands that are wet, they'll freeze to the ice, and you won't slip into the water. You'll pass out.
You'll be frozen to the ice.
But you won't drown. And if they get there, you could live pretty long. I mean, it depends on the coldness. I mean, some people say you'll go into hypothermia about 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. But, you know, people, even if you do, you know, there's a chance they could... revive you, you know. But it's the key is to not, if there's any ice around, you can't let these kids go out there without being supervised. A lot of people, they probably lived in a neighborhood where the lake's been there. It's there. It's their house, their home. And the kids don't go in the water in the summer. You know, I mean, maybe they do, maybe they don't. They could swim. But nobody thinks that now it got frozen and the kids were walking around. They probably didn't even know the lake was frozen. They just had a good cold snap in London. I mean, you know, they had snow. So my point is, people, if you live around a water, a bay.
I think they know the lake was frozen.
I don't know. Maybe they, but you can't, assuming. You should not go on frozen water unless you know, I mean, exactly how deep it is. And like I said, it's not one sheet of ice and you could fall through. And if you do fall through, What I tell you as a first responder is you try to put your hands out, try to spread your weight out, and try to hopefully your hands would freeze to the ice. If you're a rescuer, you got to get out there on a sled or something, and throw them a rope. I got one more article here, so hang on.
So everybody, don't mess around with ice this winter.
And let me go here. This is another one. This is...
it is dangerous.
You like ice skating, Sean?
Here, let's go here.
I've gone a few times.
Can you go to this
hockey?
One?
Ice hockey?
I've never played hockey. Yeah.
We used to play ice hockey down in Bayville where there's a convalescent center and the lake used to freeze solid. And we used to fall down and never break the ice. Go to my iPad again. I want to show you one more. So this is in the United States. And this is... so teen... dies. Three other rescued after falling through ice. Can you do it the other way where it's a small box?
I don't know. It's not. Yes.
Right there. Yeah. There you go. No, he's still not doing it. I don't know why he can't get it. It's so just leave him. Just you keep me. There you go. Nailed it. So this is in Colorado. It's not safe. If it looks like it's frozen, but it's probably not that thick and it's not safe. It's not safe at all. A neighbor. This is okay. So there's the water. I mean, no sheets of ice don't look that
good. No, that doesn't really look safe at all.
So this is a teenager boy died this week after he fell into a frozen lake in Colorado, authorities said. Now, here's the thing. This is interesting. This boy was visiting the state park, you know, so they don't know the area. And now, Christmas time, people are going out to Colorado, maybe to Michigan, visiting parents or friends. And your kids are going to be maybe don't know about ice. You know, if you live in Brooklyn, you know, maybe you never seen it. And then you're going to walk on it. You think, oh, wow. And it was teens, two girls and a boy fell through the ice, formed on a lake. And they, thank God, they used hoses, ropes, extension cords, whatever they could to pull them out. And they said a good Samaritan could not reach the other boy who was in deeper water. Boy, that's tough. That's a tough one. We hate to see that, you know. And you got to be really, 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 really careful about this
stuff. Everybody be careful this winter. Mess around with ice.
Yeah, I want to make a point about it again, just to reiterate it. When you see water on a lake or a bay, which is a little bit different, don't assume that it's thick enough to hold you. And if you go out there and you say, oh, look, it's real thick, take a hammer or a rock, and it's like really heavy and thick. It could be thinner out in the middle. Why? Because there's springs coming up or there's currents, and that will be thin there. So you never, ever know. It's very, very dangerous. And if you do go out there, I mean, there's no reason for children to go out there. If you're going to ice skate, you should have a rope or something, a buoy. You know, I recommend a kayak or something that could float so if somebody gets jammed up. You know, you could.
I remember the Barnegat Bay used to freeze so much more back in the day.
Yeah, it was colder.
Like when I was really young.
Yeah. But you have a kayak.
Freeze. Ice kayaking or whatever with this thing on it, like a blade.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've seen that. That's sick.
I remember people drive their car across the bay to the other side, which is about 3-4 miles. And I know guys who fell in the ice too with their cars. And thank God it wasn't that deep, you know. Because I remember somewhere along the line, people were looking to help this guy pull his car out. I'm like, I ain't going in there with my truck, you know. So I used to ride motorbike cross country, you know. I mean, not cross country.
Motocross.
Yeah, and
dirt bikes. You mean?
Yeah, yeah. And we would drive. We would.
That's surprising.
Yeah, yeah. And but we, you know, when you drive through
he's a
ice,
Bayville kid.
But I used to go through. We go on the ice with our bikes. It was you had to be, it's very dangerous. You had to be very cautious. You know, you could drop the bike. But anyway, so let's do one more. So people, be careful. This is a tough time of year. Let's go back to the big board here. So this is the next thing I want to talk about.
Hard to guard.
So this is the wintertime now, and what has been coming more and more difficult to do is to get lifeguards. And this article, let me get this article up here for you. Hang on a second. It's not coming here for a second. Let me just. So what's happening now is it becoming very difficult to get lifeguards. We all know that. And there's been a call for the to lower the standard, to lower the standard. So here, this is in New York City. This is great. And hang on. Ugh. What's going on here? I may not be able to get it.
Oh, dude, you visited New York Times too much this month.
Oh, is that what happened?
You hit a paywall.
Oh, is that what it is? Let me see if I can get it.
Yeah, it looks like you just got a free ball that's on catch.
Yeah, it might not be.
Without the reference.
So here it is. It's tough to become a lifeguard in New York City, New York Times. Let me just see if they'll let me go through it one more time. Probably not.
No.
It's tough to become. It's a hit the wall.
What do they want to lower the age to?
Okay. So let's just talk about it. You go back to me. You could get out of this. So what it's not the age. What they want to do is they want to lower the standards.
Oh, wow.
So here's the deal. Right now, like for a pool, I think it's 50 yards, which is basically 2 laps of the pool.
No.
What is it for?
200.
I think it's a 300.
No, well, yeah, New York, let's just put this. For lifeguards, for our lifeguards, we know it's 500 yards with under 10 minutes. And
I was watching a swim meet today.
Right.
I was guarding at the Y. Some of these kids, swam it in like 8 minutes, they looked awful.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, 510, that in itself is
well, it's five. It's 5 yards. It's five. Enough. It's not meters. It's 5 yards. I swam when I swam in college.
500 yards in 10 minutes.
It's easy.
It's not. It's way too easy.
Oh, way too easy.
Yes. I've been saying that.
Okay. Forever. Okay. Okay. But how many kids can't pass that?
It should be like a 200 under two, or like 200 under like 210.
Yeah, we should be testing people's speed over 200 max. Like, can you complete a rescue?
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's the deal. There are people right now who in New Jersey say, instead of doing a 500-yard, you could do a 200-yard and change the distance. But here's my point. Here's my point. Pool lifeguards are one thing. I don't think you need to swim, you know, 500 yards. You got to be able to pull a person out of the pool. I think in the ocean, though, it's a whole different story. But the question is, you know, should you change the lifeguard protocols? And you have to be able to swim.
The answer is no. They shouldn't change them.
But here's the thing, though. Here's an interesting thing, though.
They should make them easier,
for sure. But you know, Jesus. we have a supplement swim apparatus. Our GoPro, not a GoPro. Our
We can strap a GoPro to it.
Sea Bob. There are smaller Sea Bobs, and there's drones, and there's a lot of different things that people are talking about. And you know, we have a hard time getting people. Even though I agree with you, 500 yards under 10 minutes is easy. I mean, I swam in college. I was like a six. You know, I wasn't that fast, but I was like a 6:30.
I did. Let's put it this way: I completed that after training for about 10 days. Having never trained in a pool,
but we're having. I got to sneeze. We're having a hard time getting people to even make that, to even get that distance.
I'm going to change it to 2:30. I think 2 minutes, two minutes and 30 seconds, 200 is probably a respectable test.
The real question is, you know, what do you need for the ocean? And I think that if you are out there, my opinion is this: we keep it kind of like for us. You got to make the test. But then we train you. You get in the ocean, you get better and better. How many people come and they get better and better? And it's not, I think you make a good point. You have to be able to do the rescue. That means swimming through, forget about the distance. There's huge waves. There's times where you got to swim through
hard.
Four or five foot swells. I mean, three to 4 foot swell. The water's cold. You got to swim in, you know, 60 degree water.
Can you put in a request with management for me for swim tests next year?
What do you mean?
To help with this, we got to figure out if they can swim through surf, right? So what we'll do is, you know how when you were kids and you took the rafts and you made a wave pool?
Yeah.
We'll do that. We'll have all the senior guards line up the outside two lanes, just make it really wavy in there, and then have the recruits swim through a wave pool.
I think that
this, or we'll do it at Breakwater Beach high tide.
Now, I think you got two things here. There's a lot more probably. There's the pool issue. The pool issue is the big thing. They want to. That's where they're having a lot of hard time getting these kids to pass the test for pools, and they want to lower the age too to 15, which they may even be doing right now. So that's another whole thing. But I think I think ocean lifeguards, you got to keep the 500 yards. Maybe you said 250 at what? How much? 5 minutes.
I was thinking like 200 at like a 230, 200 meters yards in 230.
That's a sprint.
That's a fast. That's too fast.
230 might be a little too fast.
You ain't gonna get nobody. But there's other issues. You know, there's CPR. There's how strong you are, how much can you run, and how tough you are. And I think that is all going to be shown while you do your training.
Do you think that, say you're the captain of your own ideal imaginary beach patrol, right?
He does it all the time.
I am.
In terms of your ideal recruit and what you would require in an ideal world where the recruits were there to be had, would you require first aid and CPR certification before even coming to try out?
No, we teach them. That's a one-day thing. That's not hard to know. No, but I tell you what, I thought you were going to ask me what's my requirements. I want a good athlete. I want a good woman, boy or girl who's a good athlete, who has a proven record of doing something. Not even if it's not swimming, you know, they're wrestlers or they're football players
enjoys athletics.
And they're tough and they're smart. I need, you know, I could have a guy who or girl who's you know, swims on a swim team and never understands the water, never gets it. You know, you look at them and they're like a deer in the middle of the road. I want a good athlete. I want somebody with a good heart who's smart, who wants to learn and train. That's the ideal.
Are you rather taking the 16-year-old Grom that spent his whole life surfing, or same age kid, but they're like doing like Olympic trials for swimming, but they've never swam in the ocean?
I'd probably take the surfer.
You'll take the Grom?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, all the time. Because, you know, they...
All of our Groms turn out good.
Yeah, because they surf, you know, you're dealing with... You know what? Because the only problem with taking a surf... First of all, a surfer knows the ocean. They know when the waves are big. They know how to get out in the ocean. The problem with a surfer, though, is when there is big waves, they don't want to work. And they want to go surf.
Call out, yeah.
And they're chomping at the bit.
I'll patrol from just north of Casino Pier today.
But my point is about this, they're having a hard time. And the people who are the administrators are thinking about lowering the standard. And I think it's mostly for the pools because they can't get enough people. And so it just throws it out. I thought it was an interesting article. How low is the standards got to be? And what should the standards be? And, you know, can you run, you swim?
Yeah, you have to have
some ability to swim or be good in the water.
For pool stuff, sometimes it feels
you guys do that. Yeah, what do you think? Different skills, right?
I mean, and I'm not, like, when I say this, I'm not speaking about our pool, because actually we have a really great crew over at the Y. But, like, when we're talking about stuff like this, about New York, like, looking to lower these requirements to become a guard, like, it's like they're assuming just any warm body will do at a pool. And, like, that's absolutely not the case, because if something happens, like you said, you have to be physically able to pull someone out of that pool.
Right. Somebody has a heart attack.
In some ways, you know, like, is harder to do than to get someone out of the wash. Like, you got to get them up over the wall.
Well, I'll tell you what. You get somebody who passes out, has a heart attack, and they're in your pool there. What's it? The deep end is 9 foot?
About 9 feet, yeah.
Well, you got to go down and get a 9-foot body out. And, you know, maybe you'll save them, maybe not. But you ain't going to do that by yourself. You two guys will have a hard time. All three of us will have a hard time getting that body out and getting it out quick enough, you know, or to maybe resuscitate
that. Why does it have to be a body already?
Well, a person, you know.
Let's keep it at a victim.
A rescue me, Bob.
Let's keep the person as a victim.
You know,
you're asking me. Sign their death certificate.
I can tell you it's more complicated. You need somebody who, they have to have good eyesight. I see these kids now who lifeguard and at the pool, and they're morbidly obese. And I mean, I don't want to use the word fat, they're fat. And they got like socks on, and they got glasses. I go up to the guy, because the one guy, it wasn't our Y, but it was, you know, another place. And he's on his laptop. And I ask him, what time is the pool close? And he looks up at me. He had glasses on that, I swear to God. You know how his eyes look like about, you know, 10 inches. I'm like, holy Christ. He ain't no way he's going to see. He takes those glasses off. So, you know.
Because all the screen time, right? You gotta tell Ava to cut back, or else it's going to... Oh, how about that picture you sent us?
Oh, my God.
Ava limping off of the basketball court with ice on her knee. And crying. You, like, smiling, looking at the camera.
Fine. Because people were laughing. They're going, you know, she's fine. Yeah, she...
Looks like she's bawling her eyes out, and you're just posing.
We're going to do a video.
That was a good picture.
Yeah, that was.
We're going to do...
And then Sean sends it back. He zooms in on your face and then sends it back.
We're going to do a video on her last basketball game. She had somebody come down on her knee.
We should do a segment on this show where we just read out parts of our text thread throughout the week.
Yeah.
Like when we were talking about Russians.
She did good. So anyway, so anything else? So we get out of here. We got one more thing on the board.
Oh, I got a quiz.
But you have to get out of here, right?
Yeah, I got a deadline to meet tonight.
All right, so let's get going. I don't want to do that. That's not.
Yeah, we need to do that between every topic.
No, that's not.
You guys just let me. I'm the
button.
We're letting you know.
I know.
Go ahead. So what's the quiz? Let's try the quiz. Yeah, I don't like the seagulls. You got to get a different thing.
I like the seagulls, but
love,
like,
the seagulls.
I would do it like before the only the quiz.
Now I'm just gonna do it whenever I want.
You're gonna annoy the listeners too.
Good. What were the oceans called during the time that Pangaea existed?
I have no idea.
What is the topic of the quiz? You got to even that first.
That's just the Pangaea, topic.
Or just the ocean pre-Pangaea or during Pangaea?
Yeah, something like that.
I have no idea. I couldn't even.
I'm going to say.
You notice that? You know how you just said you're going to annoy the listeners?
I have no idea.
My girlfriend just texted me. She said the sound effects are too damn loud.
There we go.
There you go. Okay. Cut them in half. You ready for the answer? You don't want to take a guess? Do you want to take a guess?
I have no idea.
Pangeotian.
Dude, honestly, you're not far off.
Let's go.
Pangaea was surrounded by a universal ocean called Panthalassa. From the Greek words meaning all sea, which was the ancestor of today's Pacific Ocean. The Atlantic Ocean did not exist even in ancestral form because of the fusions of North America to Europe and of South America to Africa. So, like, those split up, and then the Atlantic Ocean filled that.
Yeah, they think there's going to be another ocean between Africa soon. Or like not soon. 10, 20 million years.
That's not soon. That's not soon. We're not going to be here anyway.
They do, soon enough. Soon enough.
The cockroaches will be taken over. The bugs will be taken over by then.
All right. You ready for question number two?
Yeah, get
it. How many oceans are there in the modern day, and can you name them?
That I think I could come close to. I think there's seven. Seven seas. So let's see.
What do you got?
Atlantic, Pacific. All right. Caribbean. Indian. What are you laughing at?
Caribbean.
It's Caribbean Ocean. Yeah. I got maps that say Caribbean Ocean.
I'm pretty sure it's a Caribbean Sea.
I know. Okay. Maybe it's not. It's a sea, so yeah. It's not an ocean. Okay.
Indian is right.
Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean.
Said those.
Let me just think.
I got two for you right now if you would need them.
Hang on. Not the Asian. Okay, what's the other ones?
Antarctic.
Ocean.
And Arctic, right?
Okay.
No. So,
how many do we got?
So, this is from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Service.
Right.
You're both kind of wrong.
Damn.
This is saying there's only four.
Atlantic, Pacific. Indian,
and Arctic.
Thinking of seven seas.
It bumps to seven when you go North Atlantic, South Atlantic, North Pacific, South Pacific, and you add the Southern Ocean or the Antarctic Ocean.
So what about seas? How many seas are there? Because you got the Caribbean Sea. You have the...
I think seven seas is like a made-up pirate jargon thing.
No, because if you go down the Caribbean, I sail down there. You'll have it on one, it'll say the Atlantic Ocean, and then below it, there's a line that says Caribbean Sea. I mean, it's a distinct designation on a map.
Wow.
Quick
Google search. Arctic, Atlantic, Indian, Pacific, Mediterranean, Caribbean, and the Gulf of Mexico.
Oceans?
Seven seas.
Oh, seven seas. So what's the difference between a sea and an ocean?
Well, because you have the Red Sea as well.
Yeah, I think seas are just
there you go.
A smaller
Red
body.
Sea. There you go. Okay.
I bet you there's a sea between Madagascar and Africa, stuff like that. Yeah.
All right, well, so...
It's like a section of the ocean.
Yeah, well, give me 1 point on that one, so...
I'll give you a point.
I'll give, right, you, so we'll give you 1 point.
So go ahead. All right,
last question is kind of a two-parter, okay? How long would it take to fill all of the world's oceans with a garden hose?
Oh, Christ, who knows?
Millions of years, right? Absurd amount of time.
Let me, let's try to think about this. Question is, how much water is there? I mean, most of the planet.
All right, do you want a clue?
Wait, I got one. Can we play, me and Cashman both give out a guess, and whoever's closer gets the point?
Yes, and I will give you a clue, okay? These calculations
are in moles.
Are under the assumption of a flow rate for the garden hose of 6 gallons per minute.
Help me. Okay.
Should we give this in light years? Because that's probably what it is. Yeah, you know, a light year, you know.
That's a good one. Yeah, are you going to say one light year?
Your
answer can be in either minutes, hours, days, or years. I'll
give you years.
For all four.
But let me say, so here's the thing, though. Talk about light years. Do you know how far one light year is? What's the distance?
So the speed of light travels at between Earth and the sun is 8 seconds.
No, but I'm saying how it's like 5 trillion miles. It's ridiculous how far. Yeah. You know. Anyway, I would say I think I would go in millions of years. I would, you know, a million
need,
years.
I
a long
need
time.
A much more specific.
Okay, let me just think. So, like 100,000 years.
What are you trying to look at?
No, I'm not looking. I'm just
not
staring.
See that.
No, I'm just staring. I would say
you're like the
I'm trying to think.
You're like the fat kid with the fat nerd with the glasses on the lifeguard stand right now that you're making fun of before.
I mean, it's got to be
give out a number.
I would say a million years at least. I mean,
I'm gonna say 300 million just to highball them.
All right, so you want the answer in years first?
Yeah. 100 million?
111 trillion.
Damn.
830 billion. 923 million. 389,142 years.
How many trillion?
111 trillion.
Damn. 111
almost,
trillion.
Almost 112 trillion. Do you want to? So
no,
that would be 40 quadrillion days.
Yeah.
Oh, so if you're saying trillion, that's beyond billion. So what the world.
We're talking Qatar money now. Okay.
Here's the thing, though. What's they just came back and they're saying the Big Bang, the world, the universe is like 14.9 billion years old. Mm-hmm. Or a billion the distance, or how old. So basically, if you started now...
You never get it full.
You never get
it. Never fill it, yeah.
If they started at the Big Bang, if there is such a thing, it wouldn't even be close to being filled, because that's only 14 billion. You didn't even hit a trillion yet. So maybe you got to get a bigger hose. All right.
Now, I'd like to see how long it would take with like a fire hose.
You'd cut
the time at least in half. All right, interestingly enough, a marine biologist did the calculations on how long it would take to drain the ocean through the hole in your sink. Do we have any guesses about that?
I'd say about the same thing. Yeah,
300 trillion,
whatever it is. I'd say about the same thing.
Just an absurdly big number.
Yeah.
I should have wrote this down.
You know, you guys, I've sailed out in the ocean, you know what I mean? Not like, but I mean, I've been out there. I've been out 200 miles.
It would take more than 80 trillion years to drain the ocean through your sink.
I tell you what, I've sailed from Grenada straight up to St. Thomas. You know, I've done that route a couple times, more than a couple. And
the ocean's big.
It's amazing when you're out there, especially at night. And it's really, because you can't really see anything. You're using your radar and everything. You're not going fast. We're in a sailboat. But I when you're way out there, it's a really weird feeling, especially when you know how deep it is. Like when you go like near St. Thomas, there's a Puerto Rican trench. I think it's like 3,000-4,000 feet down. And, you know, you have a sonar and it just bottoms out. You know, you can't see how deep you are anymore. And you look at the, you know, your plotter and it tells you, you know, you're in 1,500 feet, 2,000 feet. And you're sitting up there and you think about it. You know, you're just this little tiny thing and so far down. It's a weird feeling. And then you're 200-300 miles. We don't go more than 250 miles off a coast of any land. Believe it or not, you have to have different insurance and different credentials. Like I have a master's license for 100 ton. I think 250 miles. So anything, I could take people out up to 250 miles, and then after that, you have to get a different kind of license. It's a different world out there.
That's where the 100 ton boat fishing captain moniker comes from.
The thing is too is that once you get out, your insurance changes too, because you're so far away from land now, you can't make a run. You know, if you're under 200 miles, you could basically look at the weather and get away. But so my point is the water out there, the volume.
Is it true that like if you're on my boat in international waters, I could just like throw you off and not suffer any consequences?
No, there's international laws, you know. But there are certain things that are different out there. I don't remember exactly, but
boats can sell alcohol at any time of the day. Like a cruise ship?
You could throw stuff out. I don't think anywhere in the world you could put plastic out. But when you're in an international water, you know, you have to, there's international laws, but it does change for sure. Like that's why if somebody kills somebody, you know, there's all kinds of different, what country, I think where the boat was flagged at or all of that. Yeah, it gets kind of crazy. But it is, it's an interesting thing. What's interesting too is when you go, there's a tradition when you go past the equator, And you're in a boat. You have to. There's this like kind of whole thing because it's, you know, you're going on to the other side of the Earth. So there's this all this. It's something to do with it's a tradition. You have a you get drunk.
Bleed a chicken over the bow?
No. You salute it.
You capsize the boat like they do in Pirates of the Caribbean.
That was my first thought. It was Davy Jones.
What's nice is that I watch people on YouTube videos, so they're watching the chart plotter, and you know because you. When you hit the equator, it's 0-0, you know, longitude, so a latitude, and that'd be pretty neat to see. But it's an experience. But anyway, there's a lot of water out there. I can attest to that. And the vastness of it is just amazing.
You're on a little boat in a big ocean, on a little planet in a big universe.
Well, I get it. I can tell you one more, and we could end this. But
eloquently put, Sean.
Forget about how much, you know, there's so much water in the ocean. How much water is up in the sky, up in the air? There's a lot of water up there.
Whoa,
all the time.
Whoa. Are we getting into some flat earth firmament type shit right here? All right,
listen, you got to go.
Let's go.
So you have to go, don't you? So
that's what they think. As above, so below, right? That's what the Bible says. So therefore,
the sky
must be water.
Yeah.
It's all water.
That's why
water.
Do you think it's blue?
We are water.
You ever look at a star in a telescope? It looks like fuzzy from water.
So you know what Ava said to me? She was watching something on TV. She says somebody said on TV that really we're the sky, the stars are little holes that somebody put in a container so we could breathe. I go, don't believe that.
Who the hell said that?
It was something on, you know,
YouTube. Sniper Wolf.
All right, listen, everybody.
Sniper Wolf.
Everybody, thank you. Tyler, thanks for
I don't believe in the firmament. The earth is round.
Okay, good. You're a flatter.
No. I'm a round earther.
Oh, you're
100%.
Round. Yeah. So,
I'm undecided.
How about, listen, if you want to give us a call, email drkatchmar@icloud.com. Go to my webpage, Jersey Shore Foot and Leg Center.com. What's your.
Check us out on Tuesdays.
Where's your LG Association, @LG Association for
Instagram.
Instagram. And we're all over the place. Listen, subscribe to us on YouTube. Please subscribe and hit the like button. Sean, you want to say anything? I love your bubble shirt there.
You love this shirt.
Every it looks like it's like you were painting and you got stains all
That's
over.
That's what it looks like.
It looks like you've been painting it. Yeah,
I wear this just so you say something.
I love it. I love that shirt.
Anything? Sean's parents were for sure hippies.
Yeah, Sean's definitely it. Yeah, without the long hair and the beard, you were born too late.
Too late, man.
You missed the whole thing. You missed the whole thing. So, all right. Anything else, guys?
Stay out.
And stay alive. Woo. Stay out and stay alive. Thank you very much for everybody for watching us.
We appreciate our listeners. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.